This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Scrolling through your feed, right, and you see all these, like, miracle weight loss drug stories. Intriguing. Sure. A little scary, too, maybe.
Yeah, I get it.
So that's kind of what we're diving into today, this whole world of compounded GLP-1 meds. You know, we're talking semaglutide, tirzepatide, the ones everyone and their mother seems to be talking about these days.
You're spot on. There's definitely a buzz, for sure. But, and this is important, we're zeroing in on the compounded versions today.
Yeah.
That distinction comes with, well, some things to think about, let's say.
And that's where those FDA reports and advisories we dug up come in. They paint, well, kind of a concerning picture. But before we even get there, can you walk us through what even is a compounded drug? Like, how's it different from what I'd get at CVS?
Okay, think of it this way. Like, you go to a tailor to get a suit made special just for you.
Okay.
That's kind of like compounding, but with medicine. Pharmacists, sometimes doctors, they put together a specific formula for a patient one at a time.
So far, so good. But there's got to be a but in there somewhere.
You're right. Ah, there it is. The but, and it's a big one, is that these compounded drugs, they kind of sidestep the whole FDA review process.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Those commercially available meds, held to some really strict standards, safety, how well they work, the whole nine yards, compounded drugs, not so much.
So we're just, what, trusting that the tailor knows how to make a suit without, like, any patterns or measuring tape?
And to your point, those FDA reports, they show that lack of oversight, especially with compounded semaglutide, is leading to some, well, problems. One that got my attention involved a patient who accidentally injected 10 times the dose they were supposed to.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And that's actually a symptom of a bigger issue in the report's dosing errors. Turns out, this compounded semaglutide often comes in vials. So now patients have to measure it out themselves with syringes.
Not like those pre-filled pens you see with the FDA-approved ones.
Exactly. And that opens the door for, well, confusion. Like we said, sometimes with scary results.
So you have people who maybe aren't familiar with injections having to deal with these tiny measurements.
Yeah. And the reports. They're full of patients struggling with the units, too. Like milligrams, milliliters, units. They all mean different things, but get them mixed up. Big problem.
It'd be like assuming a teaspoon and a tablespoon are the same just because they both measure, like, stuff.
Nailed it. And it's not just patients making these mistakes. The reports even show doctors, the ones writing the prescriptions, messing up the math.
So it's both sides, potentially. Wow, that's not great. And from what I read, the risks with compounded semaglutide go even beyond just messing up the dosage, right?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah.
We're seeing cases where folks are using these compounded versions in ways the FDA hasn't even looked at.
You know,
higher doses, way more often, ramping things up super fast. It's like they're going off-roading in a car that's still in the shop.
And that can't be good.
Not at all. We're talking severe nausea, vomiting, ending up in the ER with, you know, gastrointestinal issues.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So dosing is clearly an issue. But the reports also got into these salt forms of semaglutide that are used in some compounded versions. Can you break that down for us?
Okay. Imagine listening to, like, different covers of the same song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same melody. But the way they play it changes how it hits your ear, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. We're talking about slightly different chemical structures of the same ingredient, that being semaglutide.
Okay. So we've got semaglutide sodium, semaglutide acetate, same song, different band. Maybe hits the ears, or in this case, the body, differently.
Precisely. And the FDA is still trying to figure out if these different versions act the same way in the body as the kind you see in Wegovy or Ozempic, the FDA-approved ones. And that uncertainty, that opens up a whole new can of worms about how well it works, if it's safe.
Oh.
A lot of unknowns.
So we're, like, going in blind here a little bit. We know the basics, but the details, totally up in the air.
You got it. And to make things even more, let's say, interesting, this FDA report, they call out retatrutide specifically. That's another drug in the same family as semaglutide. Big red flag, they say, when it comes to compounding.
Retatrutide. That's the one that's supposed to be good for weight loss too, right? But I keep hearing about it.
You do, and for good reason. But here's the kicker. The FDA hasn't given it the green light for anything yet. Not for any use. So compounding it. Totally against the law, federally.
Oh, wow. So if you see compounded retatrutide online, on the street, wherever, run the other way.
Exactly. We're talking black market territory here. No way of knowing what you're really getting. Mm-hmm. Could be useless, could be contaminated, could be seriously dangerous. You just don't know.
And sadly, this leads right into another not-so-fun thing from those reports, the whole online sale of compounded weight loss drugs, which is just like exploding.
Yeah, it's a free-for-all out there. Websites popping up like crazy, selling semaglutide, tirzepatide, no prescription needed, of course. And the claims. Don't get me started.
Not to mention the fakes. Counterfeit Ozempic, I mean, come on, that's scary stuff. People think they're getting the real deal, but who knows what's really in those vials?
It's a huge risk. Wrong ingredients, missing ingredients, maybe even something dangerous thrown in there. It's playing Russian roulette with your health.
It all just comes back to a lack of rules, a lack of someone watching the store, and that's how people get hurt.
Which is why it's more important than ever, right?
Yeah.
Be informed.
Yeah.
Be proactive about your health. Don't just trust some random website or your buddy down the street. Talk to a professional, a doctor, especially if you're thinking about any kind of weight loss drug.
That open, honest conversation with your doctor. Can't stress it enough. They can lay it all out, the good, the bad, the ugly, and help you decide what's right, what's safe.
Exactly. And hey, if your doctor does prescribe you semaglutide or tirzepatide, ask about the FDA-approved ones. You've got Wegovy, Ozempic, Rybelsus. Those are the ones that have been through the ringer, you know, safety-wise. Ask why.
Yeah.
Maybe those might be a better choice than going the compounded route.
And when it comes to actually getting that prescription filled, licensed pharmacies, people, if something seems off, it probably is. Trust your gut.
100%. And this is huge, too. If anything, and I mean anything, happens with compounded semaglutide or tirzepatide side effects you weren't expecting, you think the dose was off, whatever it is, you report it. FDA's MedWatch program. That's what it's for.
Speaking up isn't complaining in this case, right? It's helping keep everyone else safe.
100%. What happened to you could help someone else avoid a whole world of trouble. Look out for each other.
It's like we're all in this together, right?
Yeah.
Sharing what we know can help someone else make a better choice.
That's the hope, at least. We're all trying to figure this out.
So we've covered a lot of ground here, complicated stuff. When it comes to compounded weight loss drugs, what's the main thing you want people to walk away with?
I think, honestly, it's this. Everyone wants a quick fix, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it comes to weight. It's a tough journey for a lot of folks.
For sure.
But these compounded drugs, yeah, they might seem like a shortcut, but there are risks, real risks, and we're only just beginning to understand them all.
Playing the long game, choosing what's good for you in the long run, not just the quick and easy route.
Exactly. And, you know, this whole thing, it's kind of wild, right? People are scrambling for these drugs like yesterday. But the FDA, they're still trying to catch up.
Makes you think, huh? What does that say about, I don't know, how we approach healthcare these days?
That's the question, isn't it? Maybe it's a sign of the times, everyone wanting answers, wanting them now. But sometimes that means taking risks, going outside the system, and that's where things can get messy.
And that's why we do what we do. We got to be our own advocates, right? Asking questions, digging into the research ourselves, really understanding what we're getting into, whether it's a compounded drug or anything else.
Couldn't agree more. Knowledge is power, especially when it comes to your health.
Truth. Well, there you have it, folks. A deep dive into the world of compounded weight loss drugs. Like we said, it's complicated, so if anything's still unclear, talk to your doctor. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and stay safe out there.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.